time for the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, November 30th, 2020, hour number three. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the snow is here. I was a little surprised to see it a little bit earlier than I expected. Across Michigan today, up to 6 inches in southeastern portions of the state. That's correct. It's almost here, boys and girls. Number two, in New Mexico, the governor there, a Democrat, shutting down grocery stores in several areas for the next 2 weeks. How on earth do residents deal with that? And number one, Sidney Powell delivered on her promise to file massive lawsuits. Two landed late on Wednesday, if you missed them. The day before Thanksgiving, one in Georgia, the other in Michigan, a 100-page monster complaint. What do they mean? We're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, a big step forward on the path to vaccinations for the pandemic. Moderna applying today for emergency relief from the FDA to start distributing its vaccine. Pfizer is ready to go. In fact, Pfizer is packaged and ready, sitting and waiting. Moderna the same now, getting prepped up to deliver the vaccine from distribution centers all over the country. Refrigeration units being put into UPS trucks and other delivery systems. Both of those vaccines have to be kept at extreme cold temperatures. AstraZeneca has a vaccine in the works, we're told, in the UK that would not need that kind of protection. But it is more good news. More good news as far as the fight against the pandemic and getting back to normal. All right, so I just stepped out of the studio between hours two and three and was stunned to see snow everywhere, covering everything. I was like, I thought that was coming tonight. At any rate, the predictions are a half a foot in Sandusky, similar in Port Huron. Gros Seal could see 5 inches, Detroit 4. And less back to the west, Lansing's supposed to get little or none. Well, I've got news for you. It's already passed little or none. So the snow could be more than was predicted, I'll just say that. Could be a lot more than predicted. I will just say that. All right, so Sidney Powell's lawsuits in Georgia and Michigan. She delivered on her promise to file massive election fraud lawsuits. The Georgia lawsuit, 104 pages. The Michigan lawsuit, 75. Both lawsuits and all evidence included in Powell's Legal Defense Fund website because she's raising money to power this all through. Thanksgiving Eve was an action-packed day for Powell. She followed up the presidential pardoning of her client, General Michael Flynn, by filing these lawsuits just before midnight. The Kraken was just released on Georgia, said a tweet, by the way. The Georgia lawsuit alleging that a combined effort of hacked electronic voting systems and fraudulent absentee ballots were incorporated to rig the election in favor of Joe Biden. Now, I want to share with you something from the American Spectator. Because the FBI is now asking for the Voter Integrity Project to give it. The FBI wants all their information. The Voter Integrity Project and its leader, Matt Brainerd, reporting late yesterday, the FBI is asking for findings from the initiative related to possible illegal ballots into the 2020 election. Listen to this. Listen to this. Matt Brainerd at VIP approached the 2020 results in a pretty mundane fashion. His team analyzed publicly available data on absentee ballots, and he explained his findings in a way that any intelligent voter can understand. VIP looked at suspicious ballot activity in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Among the most significant findings involved people who changed their state of residence and yet voted absentee during the process. That's illegal, by the way. In Arizona, where Biden's lead is 10,457 votes, there were 20,000 questionable votes in that fashion. People that had left the state and voted absentee anyway. In Georgia, where Biden leads by 12,600, The Voter Integrity Project found 138,000 such votes. That seems remarkably high, doesn't it? In Wisconsin, Biden's margin is 20,600. There were 27,000 such votes, and it goes on. The election, it appears to me, has been decided by ballots that are highly questionable. I can give you the list of the people who voted in this election, who filed national change of address cards in Georgia, moving themselves to another state. I can also show you the subsequent state voter registrations of these individuals in other states, who then cast absentee ballots in Georgia. I have no confidence, none, that Joe Biden is the winner of this election. Brainerd asked to present the findings of the Voter Integrity Project today with members of Arizona's legislature. The VIP findings have also been included in court filings in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, including declarations we collected. Another tweet by Brainerd yesterday revealed that the FBI has proactively requested VIP findings that indicate illegal ballots. And no discussion of the 2020 election irregularities is complete without a discussion of the Democrat precincts that record more votes than registered voters. Congressman Bill Posey of Florida tweeted the following on that topic. According to an affidavit in the Michigan lawsuit, one Michigan precinct had 781% turnout. I don't know where that is, but I need to know. Which precinct had 781.91% turnout? No fewer than six precincts listed by Posey experienced turnout exceeding 120%. Another 10 allegedly enjoyed 100% turnout. An insult to the intelligence of voters, he says. So again, don't give up on the process yet. It's not over. And if the FBI is actually looking at the VIP results to say, wait a second, if people left them and filed their national change of address form and moved out of state and still took their absentee ballots and voted, that is illegal, that is voter fraud, it is a crime. Make no, it is a crime. Nothing more, nothing less than illegal activity. I want you to know that. I want you to know what's legal and what's not. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by the way, this is Black Friday. May have come and gone, but you've got one more day right now for a grill. Purchase one of the real wood pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts free. On top of that, come into the Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills, family-owned, veteran-run Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season. Get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shopping and shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com. GrillaGrills.com. Yeah. Enjoy that Michigan-made quality. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our real wood pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. We'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.